What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to RealPod. I'm Victoria Garrick, former D1 athlete and mental health and body image advocate, and I'll be your host. We've got awesome guests, weekly inspiration, and are bringing you the realest conversations about everything and anything. Now let's get real. Hello, and welcome back to RealPod. Thank you for coming to this episode today. I'm really excited, actually, to talk about this because I feel like it's something that everyone experiences. And I got this idea because I was at Virginia Tech this week speaking, and it was part of the Q&A. A student asked the question, you know, how do I get out of a mental slump? And I gave them my favorite answer, which I will share with you today, but that will be tip number 5. So you're going to have to get through 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you want to hear my favorite tip for a mental slump. But I'm hoping that I can give you 5 things that can really help you sort of shift your mentality, your emotions, your attitude when you're feeling low and you're feeling down. And a few things I just want to say before we get into it. The first thing is, when I think of a mental slump, I think of just kind of being sad or just kind of being down, and there's no particular reason. There's nothing really serious about the sadness, but you're just not feeling yourself and you're just feeling sad. So for those people or those emotions, these are my 5 tips. If you're feeling something really more severe, you know, like depression or severe anxiety or a panic attack, obviously, I don't think that 5 little tips I can give you will cure that. I know from experience that when people tell me like, oh, just be grateful or just be happy, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's not how it works. So don't worry, I totally get you there. But if you're just having one of those weeks where it's just not, you're not feeling it, I hope that maybe one of these five things can help you get out of that place. So with that said, I'm guessing if you clicked on this, you're either in a mental slump or you are just curious. But if you're in a mental slump right now, I just want to let you know it's totally normal. I've been there during weeks where I should be the happiest, right? Where something amazing's happening or I'm seeing someone I love or whatnot, but I just for some reason I'm just not as happy and I don't know why, and it's a bummer. So let's get started, and I hope that one of these things can help you. So the first thing that I love to do when I'm in a mental slump is shock the system. So change something up. Do something totally different than your normal routine. When I get into mental slumps, it's when I'm doing the same thing over and over, and there's just no variety or excitement really in my everyday life. So depending on where you are and what your everyday life looks like, there's a bunch of different things that you could change or alter just to make it different. Maybe you wake up and you always get a morning coffee at this place. Why don't we try something else? Why don't we go to a different place? Why don't we order something different and just mix it up? Even something little as that can help. Also, maybe call a friend that you haven't talked to in a while and they'll be like, oh my God, why are you calling me? This is so weird. Like, I just want to catch up. Just change up the everyday people you interact with in your everyday conversations. A few quick ideas. Take a cold shower. Eat a different breakfast. Eat a different dinner. Take a different route home from work or home from school. If you don't listen to music, try music in the morning. Maybe read the first chapter of one of those books you have in your dresser that you've had for years. Watch a tutorial on YouTube and try something new. Just add something into your daily routine that is somewhat uncomfortable and out of the ordinary for you. Okay, my second tip for getting out of a mental slump is to surround yourself with people. oftentimes I feel like when I'm in a low place and I'm by myself all the time, I just get more negative because I just am with my own thoughts. I'm feeding into my own bad vibes. So a lot of times when I'm feeling down, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to force myself to go join my friends for this lunch that they're going to. Or rather than going and eating alone, I'm going to invite someone over. I'm going to sit down with a sibling or whatever that is. And just putting yourself around people and hoping that you can get some of their energy and that that can be a little contagious for you. And by the way, put yourself around good people, right? When you're feeling low, don't put yourself around people who are toxic and they treat you badly and they don't respect you. Go hang out with those people that are happy and bring you joy. And oftentimes you'll never know. They'll make you laugh really hard. You'll get a giggle out and you'll just start to feel a lot better because you're around people who have a bit of a more positive energy. And then hopefully that feeds off to you. The third tip I want to give you is self-care. So do something that actually makes you happy and actually brings you joy. So a lot of the time I feel like we are doing things that other people want us to do, right? You have this because your parents signed you up, or you have this class because you have to graduate and it's part of your credit, or you have practice because you're on a team and you just have a bunch of things that you have to do. And while yes, maybe they brought you some joy, or they used to, or they still do, but you're just getting numb to it, sit and think about what really makes you happy. A little thing that makes me happy is painting my nails. It's always made me happy. I just love painting my nails. I don't like do my cuticles and I'm not really that good at it, but I love sitting down and painting. It just makes me feel really present and it's kind of a craft and it's artistic. So a lot of the times when I'm feeling in a slump, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna find 20 minutes to just paint my nails. And that's just a little moment for me to do something that makes me happy. So whether that is doing an arts and craft or coloring on a piece of paper or grabbing a guitar and learning a new song, or maybe you love movies, watch a movie that won an Academy Award this season and see why it was so good, and just do something that makes you happy. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time to do that. Yes, you do. You have time. I know what it is like to feel like you have literally no time. And in those moments, I just had to be like, you know what? I'm not going to be perfect in everything. So I'm going to sacrifice 15 minutes of studying that I should be doing, or 15 minutes of scouting that I should be doing. And I'm going to use 15 minutes to just paint my nails, 15 minutes to just watch a Taylor Swift video on YouTube. You need to take that time for yourself if you're feeling low, because it's just a little bit of a refresher that you need, and you do deserve that. So if you can just find 15 or 30 minutes to just do something that makes you happy, do that. The fourth tip I have for you is to get outside. Now, I didn't want to say exercise because I know people were like, okay, the last thing I want to do is exercise. Maybe you exercise every day and that's what's put you in your slump, right? But just get outside. I love laying in the grass or laying under a tree and putting my phone away and honestly like turning it off, because I don't even want it to buzz and I want to get distracted. Just lay on the field and smell what the grass smells like. Hear if you can hear birds in the trees, or you can see a squirrel, and what's the squirrel doing? Is it finding an acorn? Does it have a squirrel buddy? Is it climbing a tree? Just get connected with nature. There's something really peaceful and comforting about the earth, obviously, because we are made from the earth. But if you just kind of reconnect, I really think for the mind, body, and spirit, being outside is something that has always refreshed me. And refresh is the best word. Like, just go out there and take a deep breath and smell the outdoors, as opposed to we're always inside, we're always in gyms, we're always on whatever it is. So going outside is a big one. And if you can move your body and sweat and feel good, I feel like exercise can bring good energy, and especially being outside, going for a walk. That's my new favorite thing when I'm like not feeling good. It's just going for a walk. I grab my dog Teddy and I walk for 10 minutes, barely, maybe 8 minutes, just around the block. And I leave my phone at home and I watch the dog, and it's the dog so curious. And I watch, I don't know, people in life, and being outside just kind of brings me that little refreshness. So that's my fourth tip. And then my fifth and final tip for being in a slump, which is also my favorite tip, is embrace the slump. I know what you're thinking. What? Embrace the slump? But you just gave me all these reasons and tips to get out of my slump. Yes, I did. And I hope that some of those work for you. But you know what? There's some times where we go outside or we paint our nails or we do something and we just still don't feel good. We still feel sad. And honestly, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have a week in your life where you're just not the best version of yourself, or you're just extra irritated. And for the longest time, when I would feel that way, I would think, I can't feel this way. I'm so mad that I feel this way. Why can't I be happy? Why can't I be joyful and energetic? And blah, 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 blah. But I remember this was recently, a few months ago, I was feeling sad and I was talking to my mentor about it. And she said, just be sad. Okay, like just be sad. And the message was that we're gonna have emotions because we're humans. We're not always gonna be happy. We're not always gonna be positive and optimistic. We're gonna be sad sometimes. We're gonna be down. We're gonna be negative. We're gonna worry. We're human beings. Of course we are. So if you're having a week or a few days like that and nothing seems to be working and you've tried and tried, then just embrace it. Let those feelings surface. If you have to cry, cry. If you want to take a nap, take a nap. If you just want to be alone, be alone. But just let yourself feel those emotions, because I honestly think sometimes when we just let that happen, we embrace how we really feel and we don't try to mask it or fix it. We don't try to fix ourselves, right? We just let ourselves be. It's going to pass. It's going to wash over you the same way the happiness from the week before washed over you and you got the new emotion. So my last tip for you would be, it's okay. It's okay to be in a slump. It's okay to be sad. I have 100% been there. I hope that one of these five things has helped you or just comforted you in some way. And maybe now you're feeling hopefully a little bit better about your mental slump and like you know what you want to do next. Thank you so much for listening to this quick solo episode of Real Pod with me. If you enjoy these, go ahead, send me a DM, comment on the Real Pod Instagram that they're helpful for you, or if there's some other things you want me to share, I'm so happy to do it. And I will be back next week with an amazing special guest. So be sure to subscribe and don't miss next Wednesday's episode. And also, if you're enjoying Real Pod, I would really appreciate it if you would write a review and rate it on iTunes. That would be so clutch and I would be so appreciative. Thank you again for listening to this week's episode of Real Pod. I hope you have an amazing day and I'll see you next week.